From the skies to issues here on the ground. As we heard earlier in the program, housing finance giants Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are in trouble. That's due to what's been going on in this country.
There's a mortgage crisis, a credit crunch. The economy's spiraling, so maybe you're putting off those plans to buy your first home. The federal government wants to keep the economy moving, of course, so rolled into the Housing and Economic Recovery Act that Congress has just passed is a tax credit. It provides $7,500 for qualified first-time buyers. There are a lot of caveats in this, though. Here to help explain things, Michelle Singletary. She's personal finance contributor for Day to Day. Michelle, what's the first thing for people to know here?
Well, first of all, they describe it as a credit, but it's really a loan. And lots of people don't realize this. This is a 15-year loan that is repayable to the Internal Revenue Service. Now, the good part about it is that there's no interest charge, but it's still debt. And basically, they sold it as a credit. And it is a credit initially, but after that, you have to begin to pay this back. It is a loan for sure.
Gee, that doesn't sound like a credit to me.
It's not.
Well, when do you have to start paying it back?
The first yearly payment of $500 is due the second tax year after you purchase the home. So, for example, if you took this credit on your 2008 tax return, you would begin making the yearly payments in 2010.
So what if you move, you sell your house? Do you pay the money back right away or can you stretch it out for a while?
No. In fact, if you sell your home or if you change your principal residence, any remaining loan balance will be due immediately. If there's no gain on the house, however, the remaining loan is forgiven. And basically, they figure out the gain the same way they do under other IRS rules. So let's say you've got this house and you decide to buy another house and you're going to rent this one out. That loan becomes due right away. So if you do it, say, after 2 years, you may still owe, you know, several thousand dollars on this loan to the IRS. And that's very important. This is a tax credit at the beginning, but a tax liability at the end.
Huh. So what if you don't want to buy a traditional, you know, standalone home somewhere? Can you take this $7,500 credit, as we're calling it, for a condo or even, say, a mobile home?
Yes. You know, the key is this your principal residence? So according to the IRS, mobile homes would qualify if it's your principal residence. But I also need to point out that the law defines a first-time homeowner as an individual who's had no ownership interest in a principal residence for the 3-year period ending on the day that they purchased their home.
Well, this is a credit or it's an obligation or I'm not quite sure what. What is your stance on this? Is this something people should take or not?
I think you should be very careful about taking this. If you absolutely need this money to perhaps help get you into that first home, because that's why it was created, then yeah, look at it. But if you don't need this credit, if you've already gotten your home, remember, this is a debt to the IRS. You know, I'm stretching it out. Because
they're very serious about collecting their money.
Very serious about collecting. And the thing about it is, you know, you may forget a couple years down the road that you even took this credit. And then if you don't pay this debt on time, the unpaid loan is treated like any delinquent tax obligation, meaning the standard and stiff IRS interest penalties apply. For example, interest on IRS debt that's outstanding is compounded daily and is charged. The interest rate is the federal short rate plus 3%. I can see so many people taking this credit, forgetting that they took it, sell their house in a couple years, forget that they owe the government $5,000 or $6,000, and then get a tax bill with all the penalties on top of it.
Wow. Michelle Singletary is Day to Day's personal finance contributor. There's a good tip from her. She writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.